Well, golf season has arrived, even though we're all kind of whacked out by the calendar because of pandemic of COVID-19. But the sun is up, the grass is green, and it's time to golf. And we've got Trish MacArthur with us from, of course, Under Mountain Golf Course. Trish, thanks for joining us today.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's nice to hear your voice.
Well, it's been a wild spring, obviously, for every business, but also for golf courses. And golf courses have to be maintained. They have to be meticulously maintained and stuff like that. So how bad did the pandemic kind of mess up your spring this year getting ready for golf?
Well, it was kind of a double-edged sword. We opened and closed three separate times. I was very nervous in the initial stages that, you know, we'd be unable to meet some of our financial commitments, like the carts and all of that. But golf has remained one of the few safer activities that we were permitted to do. And we've been, you know, just going one step at a time with all the New York State guidelines. We are in the capital region, so they gave us a little bit of a and we were a little ahead of some of the other courses in the area in terms of what we can and can't do. But we continue to, you know, to keep working. And while we were still in phase one and phase two, we were actually busier than normal for a couple different reasons, I guess. Probably the biggest being that people weren't working and they could play golf. So.
And there were.
I'm happy to report that we're in pretty good shape. We've been pretty fortunate.
Now, for people that want to golf now, what are the rules they have to follow when they come to Under Mountain Golf Course?
Okay. Well, our, you know, of course, we abide by all of the New York State regulations, yep, et cetera. The thing that I've added, because it's such a small facility, is that when you are in the parking lot, you put the mask on immediately. You have to have the mask on when you're checking in, which through the clubhouse and the pro shop, which is now open. And when you're going to a table outside, if you want to sit and have a sandwich or a beverage after golf, as soon as you're seated, you can take the mask off. But we have some innovations out there on the course that have made touchless golf a little easier to abide by. We've got a little gadget called Easy Lift on the flagstick. The flagstick stays in the hole. This little gadget has a little hook on it. You lift it with your putter, and it returns the ball back out of the hole to you. And the feedback I'm getting from folks who play numerous places is our system is working really well. So far, they're holding together, and they're not falling apart. And it's, you know, it's way better than putting something that restricts the ball going in the hole, because you know that was going to make arguments with the guys. And, you know, was that a gimme or not a gimme? We don't have rakes on the course or ball washers. But maintenance is trying to stay up with those traps as best they can. They're working overtime on that area of the course. And we just have a sort of a gentleman's rule that if you're in a crappy lie, just lift your ball and place it somewhere else in the bunker. We don't let you pull it out of there. But put it somewhere else in the bunker that's not a big footprint or difficult to hit out of.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because it's tough enough for us duffers to hit out of the sand traps as it is. Never mind hit out of the sand traps out of a footprint.
Correct. But I was actually at one point entertaining trying to find those little kid rakes and giving them out as tea favors as people came and went. But strangely enough, I could not find just those available. So that went by the wayside. I still have not seen any new guidance from New York State Golf Association, who has kind of been my guiding light. That's the golf association we're with in terms of do's and don'ts. They've been really, really wonderful about communicating what we can do and when we can do it. One of our other innovations is a plastic divider in the cart that's see-through, that just kind of bungees to the top and bottom of the cart, so that if riders are comfortable riding together, because we love people that come to the course in the same vehicle, they can also share a cart on the course. as part of the Phase 4 opening. So we're hopeful that'll take a little stress off the golf course, and we think it's a pretty cool innovation.
Yeah, because...
But other than that, it's kind of, you know, I mean, everyone's been compliant, and other than wearing a mask and parking your butt on a chair, you know, 6 feet away from your neighbor... when you do sit to have a drink, we're kind of business as usual.
So you've adapted pretty much to the rules, and you have had it harder in New York because, as you said, like in Connecticut, there was just one time where they switched over, and then they allowed golf courses to open. Massachusetts mm-hmm. went back and forth a couple of times, but I know, like you said, New York probably had you pulling your hair out because I think there were three different rulings right in a row about golf courses.
Yeah, it was on, then it was off, then it was on without carts, and then it was off again for a little bit. I don't even remember because it was that sort of section of the year. But luck, fortunately for the golf season, it was in mostly in April that things were wishy-washy. So, you know, we were slower then anyway. The cart thing for us was kind of a tough thing because we lease our fleet, and I was a little nervous if I wasn't going to be able to rent those carts, how I was going to make those lease payments. But they're back in action. The course is holding up well. I mean, actually, our biggest concern last week was the drought, which Mother Nature has been nice enough to come through with some rain for us. She usually does. In terms of events,
yeah.
Too, we're starting to do some work with that. We have started our league play. The leagues have adapted very well. They come to the course. They do the check-in and go straight to their tee, and then they wait there for a shotgun horn so that they're not congregating in the parking lots and all of that. So that's a real plus that everybody's, you know, following the rules. So you just wait out at your tee, and then there's only four of you waiting for things to start.
Now,
instead of 30 of you standing in the front of my clubhouse.
Now, what about fundraisers of that? Because I know a lot of clubs and a lot of area organizations that do fundraisers lost that ability. Mm-hmm. Are you still prohibited from doing fundraisers?
We are tentatively planning our first event. We did have several that had to cancel. I am going to actually send an email list to the previous year players to those fundraising events that had to cancel and suggest folks that would have golfed in them consider making a donation that we can, you know, so to help those nonprofits out. Our first tentative fundraiser, and we just met yesterday with the members of the Ancrum Fire Company, we're tentatively scheduling it for August 9th. We're still working out all the details. You know, clearly, I think we'll run it similar to our league where everything is prepaid. You get here, you get whatever you need out of the clubhouse, and then go straight out to the hole you're starting on and wait for a horn to start so you're not hanging out. At this point, because of the restaurant rulings, we can only have 50% capacity. Clearly, with large number of people, we can't sit and dine together. But we are planning a takeout meal, and we're going to donate the proceeds to the Ancrum Fire Company, as we have. I mean, this tournament's gone for 32 years, so we really are hopeful that we're going to. You know, this is barring any changes in restrictions.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to understand if New York puts us back on pause, then we pause and we don't do it. But so we're in the planning stages, and that's going to be our trial run.
All right. So then if people want to golf there, do you advise they call you first before they come?
I am pretty much mandatory advance booking. You can either book online on our website or you can call the course, because walk-ons, you just never know when you're going to arrive, and if you're going to arrive, then there's extra people here. Luckily, I had started a new tee sheet program last fall that I put in place full-time this spring, and it's been a lifesaver. The webpage is undermountaingolf.com. Just click on Book a Tee Time. It is a very simple process. You can pay online. This way, if you don't want to come in the building, you can kind of walk by the window and wave, "Hi, Trish, I'm so-and-so. I'm here and I'm ready to tee off. And it's kept the pace of play really even. We're doing 9 minutes because it's a short course. I thought about 10. I'm like, no, let's go with 9. And our old system was every 7 minutes. So this has given a little bit of extra time without really, and it's worked really nicely. So we do encourage people, if they don't want to deal with the online booking, just call the clubhouse. Let us know you're coming so there's no surprises on either end. You're not surprised that I can't get you out if we are busy. And it's not a difficult thing to do.
All right. So then undermountaingolf.com is the website. And also, what's the telephone number again for the golf course?
It's 518-329-4444.
Well, I want you to stay safe and enjoy all the golfers. It's nice for the golfers to get out. I know Willie Hallahan's a very happy man getting out and golfing, and so are my friends. And good luck with the rest of the season, and let's hope the state, instead of going on pause, opens it up even more for you before the summer's
over.
Well,
I mean, the primary goal is to keep everyone safe and healthy, and we can do that by everybody following the rules. And as I said, I'm pretty emphatic about wearing a mask around here. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings with that, but that's how it's got to be because I'm in New York and that's the rule.
All right.
So anyway, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to chat with you, Marshall, and wish you well and stay safe and all of that. And make sure you hit the links at least once or twice a week because it's healthy mental exercise as well as physical exercise.
I'm going to try to get out there this summer. Thanks a lot, Trish, and have, like I said, stay safe and have a good season.
Okay, thanks a bunch.